Would you stand together with me tonight? I want to preach to you a message entitled, I worked on finishing up this afternoon, The Importance of Stability or Being Stable. I often think back, and I mentioned it to a couple of people I've talked to, Mrs. Smith and I were raised in very good American homes, but we were not raised in what we would call, I would call, a Christian home. We were raised in moral homes for the time of the century, and I mentioned that this morning. But it is hard for me to understand, it's hard for my wife to understand, people that have been raised and been part of independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist churches that are soul-winning, bus-running, missionary-supporting, and they're not stable. I'm broken, actually, about that. I'm known for acrostics. I want to do things all the time to help me to remember. Sometimes I remember that. So I'm going to preach a message tonight. We're going to kind of use an acrostic with it, that when I leave tonight, maybe not what I say will be important, but what the acrostic might get across. As we look at the Bible tonight in Job chapter 1, look at verse number 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was, look at those words, perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. I want you to take your Bible and turn over to chapter 2 and verse number 3. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Now these are God's words. This is not a man's opinion. These are God's words. This is not what somebody else has observed. This is what God is saying about this man. He's human. He's flesh. He's a sinner. But listen to these words and follow along. Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him, look at those last two words, without cause. The heart of God must often break as he looks from the portals of heaven and he sees the lack of stability, I'll include me, in us. He sees sometimes our emotions. He sees sometimes us allowing situations instead of us being stable on the Word of God. Stable in what we know who God is. Stable in we know what God can do, will do, wants to do, and hungers to do if you and I would just be stable without cause. Father in heaven, I thank you for the Word of God. I thank you tonight, Father, for each family that is here. I thank you, Father, how my heart is so blessed and overwhelmed to be at the great Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I thank you for the man of God that is a humble man, that is an honorable man. The Father, you've used him greatly, and you will continue to use him in a powerful way. But he's not here tonight. And I pray, Father, that as I stand behind the desk that you have given him to stand behind each Sunday and throughout the years, that, Father, I will be what I need to be for your glory. That I, Father, tonight may be anointed with a freshness from on high. That I, Father, may be filled with a fresh filling of the sweet Holy Spirit. I pray that your power would freshly come upon me. I yield myself to be of a help, to be a blessing, to be an encouragement, to be a challenge tonight to your people. I pray in Jesus' name that you work in the hearts and lives of each one of us tonight, Father. I pray with an expectant man that you're going to work in hearts. Father, I yield myself to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Reading the news without reading the Bible will inevitably lead to an unbalanced life, an anxious spirit, a worried and depressed soul. I'm going to say it again. Reading news without reading the Bible, paying attention to the news media, the Hollywood, whatever it may be, without reading the Bible will inevitably lead to an unbalanced life, an anxious spirit, and a worried and depressed soul. The word stable in definition is this: unmovable, unchanging, and rooted. Unmovable, that the foundations that it was built upon will not move. That it is unchanging. It is consistent from beginning to the end. It is rooted, and our lives are to be rooted in Jesus Christ. Our foundation is the Word of God. Our guidance for you and for me is unchanging from the infancy that it ever began, and it was the same that it ever will be, as it'll be in the portals of heaven for eternity's sake. As I think about being stable, life will always be changing because of growth, but roots must be firm. I'm not the same Dave Smith as I was in November of 1961 when I trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I'm not the same Dave Smith as I was in May 1969 when I gave my heart and life for whatever God wanted. I'm not the same Dave Smith that married Shauna Jo Evans to become Shauna Jo Smith on May 22nd, 1971. Matter of fact, I pray I'm not the same Dave Smith as I was a week ago. I pray that each day draws me deeper in the roots and the foundation of a relationship with Almighty God, and in a relationship with Almighty God's inerrant, perfectly preserved Word. I have no excuse to be movable. I have no excuse to go any winds or way of the doctrine. I have no go excuse when I go through a challenge, or I go through a testing, or I go through something that the devil tries to attack me or discourage me, or life situations itself. My wife and I pulled in for a trip with our travel trailer out preaching. I unloaded it at the house last night, and I went to park it underneath the pavilion. And as I went ahead and drove in the dark through that pavilion, I went to swing around, and I caught part of the awning on a support, and I broke it. Now, I can go ahead and let that discourage me. I can let that offend me. I can let that upset me. I can go to church and somebody that I would say hi to wouldn't say hi to me. I can go ahead and have a birthday and somebody not wish me a birthday. But my friend, you and I have got to mature. You and I that are here tonight at the Blessed Hope Baptist Church have got to decide, I'm going to be rooted. I'm going to be unchanged. I'm going to be unmovable in my walk and my relationship with Jesus Christ. A child that is growing will make mistakes. An adult that has grown will make mistakes. We will go through times of discouragement, and God tells us that, but we will learn to encourage ourselves. I said and read today about David, when all those men that had come, when they went back from the battlefield, their homes were destroyed, they were burned, their wives were gone, their children were gone. And yet the Bible in three verses said, and David encouraged himself in the Lord. They spake of stoning him. They spake of killing him. But he was rooted. He was not without error. And Job is still as human as you and I. But God says, you tried to destroy him. And you wanted me to destroy him. But without cause. Stop and think. God doesn't want to destroy you and me. God only wants to love you and me. God wants our relationship and our dependency upon him to be stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. God doesn't want us to go like the winds and the waves of all the doctrines that we see. A pastor called me this afternoon when we were back in the prophet's chamber that we were staying at. And he said, Brother Dave, can I talk to you a little bit? And he said, and the story on, and it's a preacher that's now no longer preaching. The preacher was talking to me. His son is planning on going to this college, and he's devastated. He said they had a man preach behind the pulpit that didn't wear a tie. Can I tell you something tonight? There is not a verse in the Bible that says I need to preach with a tie on, but there are biblical principles that says I need to be the best I can. And we are allowing a generation downdress. We're letting a generation become loose. We're letting a generation try new winds and ways of doctrine, and that is not being rooted in the plan of God. Right. We're allowing situations to discourage us. We're allowing circumstances that we don't understand or can't figure out. We're comparing ourselves, even though the book of Corinthians says, a man that compares himself among himself is not wise. Knowing who Dave Smith is, I went and looked at some trees. The roots of a great oak hold firm through all seasons and through all kinds of weather. Did you ever think about what a battle a tree alone has to sustain its life. The birth of new buds in the spring, the growth of the beautiful leaves through the spring rains, winds, and the hot summer sun. The golden leaves turn with the chill of fall. The loss of leaves when the winds blow and the freeze of winter is coming. The bitterness of ice and snow, and yet the mighty great oak stands firm. Because of the depth of the root in the mineral-rich soil, as it drinks its strength, its mighty limbs grow from a firm trunk. The mighty oak will stand through seasons of time. And the many times a young boy will scale its heights because of the strength and depth of its roots. When you think of the mighty oak passing through the years of time, you think of the strength of the wood, the denseness of its grain, the beauty of a cabinet door, a strong dining room table, a sturdy frame chair. There will be none of the beauty or the enjoyment of the products from the beautiful oak had there not been a stable, consistent growth in that great oak tree. What could a life produce? What could a family produce? What could a church produce if it was fed, grounded, and nurtured through a consistent, stable walk with God? What could we do? All of us have become discouraged. All of us at times have said, why me? All of us at times have shed a tear. All of us at times have looked with possibly no hope, and yet God's word is unfailing. God has not moved from His throne. Jesus Christ is interceding for you and for me. Can I challenge you, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, to decide tonight and the rest of your life, I'm going to maintain a stable relationship with God Almighty. My name cannot be removed from the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven, and my life cannot be taken from the very hands of God. Why would I not want to be stable? The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come. Listen to these words, the Almighty. Can I challenge you tonight to write an S on a piece of paper or someplace? I want to challenge you to write this down, if you could please, thinking about this passage of Scripture, thinking that Job lost his family. Job lost his servants. Job lost his crops. Job lost his health. Job lost everything except two things, actually three things, his wife, his life, and his walk with God. I know the day will come, and you know the day that come, that the ones that we love with all of our heart will depart from this earth, but listen, they will not depart from the presence of Almighty God. How fast it is, I don't know. But when my father-in-law left this world, I learned something that I knew would happen, but I had never experienced it. My father-in-law in his deathbed looked at me and said, Dave, I'm going to heaven soon. I want you and Shauna to go on and be doing what God's called you to do, to travel to preach. My wife and I left the state of Iowa at a Veterans Memorial Hospital and traveled to the state of Indiana. I stood behind a pulpit preaching the Bible and struggling that night. I looked out at my wife and I saw her concern for her dad. I saw her love for her dad. And then all of a sudden a peace just came over my wife. A peace that released me from a burden that I didn't understand. And a peace that allowed me to go on. After the service, the preacher came up and said, Brother Dave, you need to come to listen to this voice message. I walked in the preacher's office, and it was my son on the recording, and he said these words. He said, Dad, he said, you told me when Grandpa was getting ready to go that you would see and sense a peace in the room. And Dad, you told me to start singing, and I sang, Dad. I held my wife. I held Grandpa's hand, and I began to sing. Dad, I was energized like I've never felt an energy before. And Dad, a smile came upon Grandpa's face. My sister, later that night when we went to the place we were staying, left a note on my wife's phone She said, Shauna, I wasn't in the hospital with Dad when he died, but I stood in the room. And Shauna, Jeremy called me and told me that Dad was gone. And Shauna, he gave me an approximate time. And Shauna, I thought I saw a star going through the sky. Do you think that could have been Dad on his way to heaven? I don't know, but I'm going to claim it was. And I don't care what anybody thinks or feels. An angel from heaven left that day and came to get Harold Morris Evans and take him to a permanent home. I want to be stable. I want to be unmovable. I want to be unchanging. But it's a daily battle. It's a daily fight. Discouragement comes when we don't need it. Discouragement comes oftentimes in a testing from those that we love the most and those that are dearest to our heart. Sometimes situations come into our life and we want to be strong with God, but we've not prepared, we've not planned, we've not decided I'm going to be greater than that old oak tree that grew with those limbs and strength, that one day was going to be that beautiful piece of furniture or that beautiful cabinet or whatever was going to be used. And if we can just put in our minds tonight, if I'm stable for God, if I'm unmovable for God, if I'm unchanging for God, maybe God can receive all the glory through your life and through mine. Amen. The S I'd like you to write, saturate yourself in a relationship with the Lord. Saturate yourself. What do you mean, Brother Dave? Saturate yourself. Live a mode of pleasing God in everything. Serve Him beyond responsibility and obligation. Saturate yourself in a love for Him and who He is. I thought of Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked at the king. The furnace is fired. The furnace is heated up. And they looked at it and said, what's going to happen, boys, if you don't see God tonight and He doesn't show up? They said these words, be it known, O king, we will not bow if He doesn't show up. But to God be the glory, a half a dozen verses down, the old king looked inside there and he said, fellas, how many did we throw in there? And they said, three. He said, I three, but I see the fourth. And that old wicked king said, he has a form of God Almighty. I say tonight, saturate yourself. Saturate yourself in a relationship with the Lord. Number two, the letter T. You're going to know exactly how long the outline is tonight. How do you think about that one? Take your burden to the Lord in prayer. I love talking to the Lord. I wish there was a way that it can be a continual talk, and it is. The Bible says in Psalm 55, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse number 3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Have a prayer life, not just a prayer time. Did you hear what I said? Have a prayer life, not just a prayer time. Learn to listen to God's voice and learn to respond. Last night in the room we were staying, I got awakened several times and I started a multitude of years when I wake up during the night, even though it might be a physical condition, even though it might be something I didn't eat, shouldn't have eaten late. I say, Father, what is it you want to talk to me about? Father, what is it? And if I don't hear His voice, I use that time to talk to Him. Thank you, God, for giving me another day. Thank you for giving me a place to serve you. Thank you. And I just begin to praise Him and exalt Him. If you're going to be stable, learn to saturate yourself with God. Saturate yourself by serving. Learn to take your burdens to Him in prayer. You see, this is the way He talks to you and to me.
Right. Yes, sir.
And the way that I talk to Him is through prayer. Ye have not because ye ask not, ye ask amiss. Daniel was caught. The image was built. The king loved Daniel, but the Chaldeans hated Daniel. Daniel was thrown into the burning, or to the den of lions. And that den of lions that he went in, they put a stone, I read just yesterday morning, that big old stone that rolled away. I can picture that darkness of that place. I can picture those lions. I can picture those Chaldeans say, we got him now. We caught him when he was praying. Listen how he prayed. Morning, noon, and night. You need to go to the Bible and the book of Luke and see that the Son of God, Jesus Himself, got up before daybreak. And if you study the passage of Scripture, Jesus every morning got up between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning to spend time with His dad, His Father, God. Boys, they went through the burning furnace. Now Daniel, the king rushed there early in the morning, commanded that the stone would be rolled away. Daniel! Daniel! You can say what you want to say. But I say those lions decided not to take a bite. Those lions decided not to corner him because of the time of prayer that Daniel had. Number one, if you're going to be stable, you better saturate yourself in a relationship with God. Number two, if you're going to be stable, you better learn to take your burdens, no matter what they are, no matter how big and no matter how small they are, burdens to the Lord in prayer. The letter A is this: always seek spiritual counsel before ever making a major decision. Always, always, always seek spiritual counsel before ever making a major decision. Could you look at me, please? That's not a friend. That's not a friend. That's not a relative. That is a man of God that is called of God, that God has put you in his flock. Somebody say amen. Amen. My friend, your pastor, Brother Dave, every missionary that you support, every evangelist that comes through, every preacher that you've ever known, they're not without sin. They're not perfect. But God has called them in a special way. God has anointed them in a special way. God has separated them in a special way. If I brought in a herd of horses and we went out to a field and we watched them for a couple of days, and none of those horses had ever seen each other before, do you know what would happen? There will always be a dominant horse. That dominant horse, for some reason, will lead. If I'm going to go out and put those horses in another pen, I'll watch them before I saddle my horse to go get them, and I'll watch which horse is the dominant horse. I don't know why they do it, other than this: God made you and me to follow a spiritual leader. It started with a man named Abraham. It continued on through the scriptures with men like Moses, Elijah, and the scriptures give us. If you're going to be stable, my friend, always seek spiritual counsel. Always counsel with God's authorities in your lives. Always give God's insight to his people through his leaders. They're not perfect, but that's God's plan. Do you think Moses was perfect? Do you think that Abraham was perfect? Do you think that Elijah and his leadership was perfect? Do you think that David and his leadership was perfect? But they were handpicked by God. We looked this morning in the message in 1 Samuel chapter 16. David didn't say, "I've received a calling from Almighty God." David just knew that it was God's appointed time, and David waited for that leadership. Yes, he sinned, but what did David do about that sin? He confessed it, and he bore the brunt of it the rest of his life. My friend, if you and I are going to be stable, if you and I are going to be unmovable, if you and I are going to be unchanging, we've got to saturate ourselves in a relationship with God. We've got to always seek spiritual counsel before ever making major decisions. Little Samuel was given by Mama to Eli. He went to bed. Samuel, Samuel, do you know why? Listen, please. Can I give you a little Dave Smith thought? God was giving Samuel his beginning of his ear. And Samuel began to tune in on the speech of God in his ears. There are many voices that come to you and to me. There's a voice of finances. There's a voice of pride. There's a voice of fame. There's a voice of friends. I want to hear the voice of God when it comes time to be counseled from the man of God. The letter B is balance your life. Balance your life. I know this is going to sound crazy, and there was a time in my life that I did go to a gym. My father was crippled, and my father had to go and have some adjustments and things. But my friend, we don't take care of ourselves physically. We don't take care of ourselves emotionally. We don't take care of ourselves spiritually. Have something to do to relax. Go watch your mother-in-law make mistakes. Just seeing if you're with me tonight. Enjoy life. It's not a sin. We can do many things without spending a lot of money. Balance is the key to joy, peace, and happiness. My wife has been told throughout our years, "I bet Brother Dave makes you fall out for reveille every morning." And my wife says, "Yes, he does. He says good morning to me. You ever think about that? What do you do to relax? We don't have a TV. We've not had one since 1972. And people look at us. You don't have a television set? What do? We talk. It's a great opportunity to get to know each other. We play games. The only negative about playing games is I win. I do not lose. If you think you lose, one Christmas, we went to Iowa. My two grandsons of my son, they wanted to play Monopoly. Grandma said, no, you don't. Yes, we do. We've been waiting to play Monopoly. Dad says you need to play Monopoly with Grandpa. My wife said, no, you don't. At 2:30 in the morning, one of my grandsons says, Papa, you can have all the property I got. I want to go to bed. You'll sit there and I will win this game. Somebody say amen. I don't lose. And if I lose, we cheat till I win. Amen. I know it sounds crazy. When's the last time you laughed? When's the last time you just had a good laugh? I just come walking out of the room tonight and I just started laughing. My wife says, what are you doing? I said, I'm just laughing. She says, what for? I said, I don't know. I just need to laugh. So I started laughing. You can think I'm crazy or not, but I decided a long time ago I'm going to learn how to entertain myself. I love to burn wood. I don't burn houses, but I like to burn wood. I walked into the beautiful home over here today and I saw the fireplace. I saw the flue actually before I went in. I'll get up early in the morning back home. I'll start a wood stove because we heat with wood. And I just sit there and watch the fire burn. I go on a walk. I spend a lot of hours in the woods walking. What do to relax? I want to be stable. I often watch people, and I'm not against this. I have many athletic things and footlockers at our house that I've saved throughout the years of teams. But I've seen more people have almost heart attacks going to an athletic event. I've seen more Christians lose their absolute testimonies. I mean, there's more professional. They ought to throw all the referees out and just let the crowd go down and referee. I'd like to watch that. That'd be the biggest brawl I've seen in a long time. Balance your life. Read books. Expand your mind. Take walks. Have conversations. Play games. Go pull the neighbor's flowers out. Do something to relax. In the early years of our marriage, when our daughter, that's now a pastor's wife, was real young, we were praying to be able to buy some seeds and some pepper plants and some tomato plants and different things. And I'd tilled up a place of garden, and our little girl come walking in with mud all over. We had tried to win our Catholic neighbors to the Lord. God has a personality that's beyond understanding. My wife called me at the work. And I said, honey, what's my... She says, you got to get home. You won't believe what Davina did. Our daughter went over to the neighbor's garden, pulled all the pepper plants, pulled all the tomato plants, pulled anything that was above ground, and she was so proud she came over and planted it all in our garden. She had one end of mud to the other end. I enjoy working in a garden, but I don't enjoy working in the garden when it's a neighbor's garden. Do something to relax, balance your life. If you and I are going to be stable, if you and I are going to be unmovable, if you and I are going to be unchanging and pleasing to God, we've got to learn to saturate ourselves in a relationship with the Lord. We've got to learn to take our burdens to the Lord in prayer. We've got to learn to always seek spiritual counsel. We've got to learn to balance our life. You know, as I thought about balancing our life, I thought the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, and especially verse 17. To everything, there is a season, a time. And I thought about that. Why don't we put relaxation in there? Can I tell you something? The greatest Christmas I've ever had in my life was a Christmas that my wife and I had no money. We scavengered a little bit of money to be able to buy the children some gifts. And then what ended up happening, I opened the greatest gift I've ever opened in my life from my wife. It was a coupon book. That coupon book read like this. You can cash this coupon in and I will polish your boots. You can cash this coupon in and I'll wash your truck. It was a Ram truck. It was a man's truck. It wasn't a Ford. I pulled into your preacher's driveway last night and my heart sunk. Used to drive a Jeep. Now he pushes a Chevy. My heart was blessed beyond words when Pastor Gerald Clanny called me 2 years ago. I'm still rejoicing. Your pastor was out hunting. He got his Chevy stuck. Pastor Clanny, his son-in-law, took his Ford out there and got it stuck too. They had to go find an old farmer like Dave Smith at the tractor and pull out both trucks. I said, if you guys had drove a Ram, you would never got stuck. You just busted on through. That's good preaching, folks. That's good preaching. There's a time for everything. Balance it down. Lay down guidelines to live by. Decide, I'll never miss church. When you go on vacation, you can find a church. No, it won't be like the Blessed Hope Baptist Church. They won't sing the songs like you do. They won't have all the things that you all have. My wife and I were blessed tonight to sit during the choir practice, and some children, you thought they were being good back there. They were climbing the walls. They were tearing up things. They were dragging them all over there. No, they were coloring these pictures, and a lady, sweet lady, came out and said, Brother Smith. And I held up a paper and I said, who's this one? Who's this one? And with your permission, I'm going to post tomorrow morning on Facebook those little papers and those kids' faces that made pictures for us. But I hadn't seen those pictures if I hadn't decided years ago I was going to go to church every time the doors were open. I'd have never got those pictures tonight if I hadn't laid down some guidelines to live for purpose, to serve God. I'd never got those pictures tonight had I not laid down that I was going to live by a schedule of life. You see, lay down some guidelines. Never miss church. Never miss tithing. Never miss a day of personal devotions. You ready? Live on a budget. Live on a budget. Any of you ever heard of a place called PM Places? It was actually the stores before Walmart. Right now we have a movement called Dollar General. I mean, you can't go around a corner. There's not a Dollar General. I'm looking to start putting them out in the middle of cornfields. I guess Dollar Generals. Dad, when I was a boy, I loved putting models together. I put models together of GTOs. Did you hear that? Pontiac GTOs, 1964 with a 389 V8, four-speed horse, you know, deep things like that. And I saved the money for that. I saved the money for paint. I saved the money for glue. We only went to town on Saturdays. We went to a store called PM Places. Our town had a little square and went there. And I went there in the store and I went ahead and I bought the model. I bought the paint. I was so excited to get home. I bought the glue. I got it all together. And Dad said, okay, Mom and I are going to check out. I walked up there and he said, now lay it down there. Mom and Dad paid for their things. And then I started to slide mine over. And Dad said, take it back and put it all away. My heart sunk. I didn't say anything outwardly. I put the model away. Didn't understand. I put the paint back on the shelf. Little bottle of paint. Put the paintbrushes back. And then I went out to the car. Real quiet. We started on the way home. And Dad said, son, listen. There will be a day that you'll have money in your pocket. And you will be able to buy something that you want. But you're going to have to discern if it's a necessity at that time. Dad drove me to what we call Independent Fundamental Bible Believing Baptist car lot. It's called a junkyard. Dad made me walk out in the middle of the junkyard. And Dad said, get in that truck. Then I got out of that truck and he said, get in that car. And we did that for about a half hour. And he said, everything that I've had you sit in, somebody thought that would bring them happiness. Everything that man makes will end up in rust. It will break down. It will wear out. Dad was beginning to build principles to live by guidelines. Live by guidelines. You're going to get sick on a Sunday morning. The only ones that are not allowed to come to church are Roger Young's wife and his 17 children. That was at last count. I mean, the old woman in the shoe's got nothing what the young family's got. If I'm going to be stable if I'm going to be unchanging. If you're going to be stable and you're going to be unchanging, it's a different type of message. But in what the Blessed Hope Baptist Church is going through right now, and you are stable and you are going forward, but my friend, you better continue daily to saturate yourself in a relationship with the Lord. Take your burden to the Lord in prayer. Always seek spiritual counsel before ever making a major decision. Balance your life. Lay down guidelines to live by. And lastly, exercise will always bring results. Your mind, your heart spiritually, read, meditate, memorize. Your service for the Lord and serving others. You say, Brother Dave, you covered that on balance for your life. No, exercise will always bring results. Keep your mind alive. Keep your mind real. Keep your heart clean. Keep your walk clean. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Timothy, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man can take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from God. I will write upon him my new name. Church, stay stable. Church, stay where God has planted you. Church, stay with the direction that he has led you to take and live. Church, stay in the waiting. Stay in the learning. And stay in the developing stage. If our hopes seem to be experiencing disappointment right now, it simply means that God is purifying you and me. Every hope or every dream of the human mind will be fulfilled if it is noble and of God. But one of the greatest stresses in life is a stress of waiting and getting through that trial. Can I challenge you tonight, church? Be stable. Be unmovable. Be unchanging. And let your roots dig deep in a relationship and walk with God. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Father in heaven, I thank you for the opportunity to be at this great church, to be with these wonderful people. Father, I pray tonight that, Lord, it was a different type of message. But, Lord, I felt like I did your will. And Lord, I don't know if there's anyone here tonight that doesn't know you as their Savior. And I pray if they don't, that, Lord, they will trust you. But, Father, tonight I hope that I can be of an encouragement and a challenge to a good people. They're here on Sunday night. God, they were here this morning. They ran on bus routes. They worked in the nursery. They taught Sunday school classes. They ushered. They sang in the choir. They greeted at the door. Lord, they did things that I can't even comprehend. They worked in the sound booth. They emptied a trash can. But God, let us be a stable. Lord, you said about a man that you created in your image and after your likeness. You called him Job. We've read about his life. We watched all that you took away, but he never wavered. And we watched what you did at the end of his life.